And welcome in, everybody. Brad Logan here for the Talk of Champions. Ben Garrett will be along here in just a moment. I want to say a special thank you to all of our sponsors that help make the show possible every single day. I also want to say I had a really good time yesterday. I was able to go to the Sportscasters event. That was, of course, in French Camp and at French Camp, Mississippi, WFCA Academy. And basically an opportunity where, you know, folks like Jason Crowder and David Kellum started an event that's every single year in French Camp. And it's basically an unofficial kickoff to college football, high school football, soccer, all types of the seasons that they come about. And we do that every single year. And it was a great event. Jim Ellis from Mississippi State, who is now retired, who worked under Jack Kristol and was the voice of Mississippi State baseball for a number of years. So he was the lead speaker, and it was a really terrific event. Today we're going to talk about the official Heisman campaign for Trinidad Chambliss and for Keywon Lazy. That was announced yesterday. Ole Miss Athletic Media Relations, the university, or I should say the university, not the media relations, but the university put out that there will be yard signs, also be buttons. All of that will be made available to the general public very soon. A ton of people have reached out and have asked me about when that's going to be made available to the general public in regards to being able to purchase that online or anything like that. I reached out to the university, and I had someone close to the situation tell me that what essentially they're trying to do now is to get the word out. Well, they've succeeded very much so. So I was told that down the road that the university will is working on a plan to make these available to the general public. So, you know, Ole Miss, I posted on social channels that it's really refreshing. It's, you know, Pete Golding was on our show last week or the week before, everything runs together. And he's always been about, it doesn't really matter who leads you out of the tunnel. It's all about, you know, what happens when you get on the field. And I think there's some truth to that. But I think what's very refreshing for this year, at least so far, that we've seen under the regime of Pete Golding and his staff, is that the focus has been on the players. And when all of a sudden you have players that really should have received significant Heisman conversation, I don't know that maybe they should have won it, or even for the most part, I would argue that some should have been invited at least to the ceremony. But, you know, when you don't put any emphasis on the players, I think it's just quite frankly disingenuous. So to be able to see, you know, Pete and his staff starting to put some emphasis on the players that maybe we didn't see last year, I think that's only a plus for Ole Miss. SEC Media Day coming up next week. Ole Miss will be on Wednesday. We'll have full coverage for you. Jake Thompson and I will be down there along with Zach Berry. Ben will be back in the studio anchoring all of the coverage. We'll have full shows for you Monday through Friday. But one thing we will say is that on Wednesday, we'll have a what we want to call a super show. Ben and I have discussed when we're going to do that. With Pete probably going around 1 o'clock, we may start the show and then just kind of have folks pop in and out to kind of bring you everything that we hear at that moment that it happens. So just stick with us on all of our social channels. Be sure and follow the official Talk of Champions X feed at Ole Miss TOC. You see that QR code right above my Nashville Predators hat. By the way, the Predators, and this is not a hockey podcast by any stretch, but they've made some offseason moves, and I really hope that they can turn the corner a little bit. It was a rough year, so we're hoping that they can improve for the most part. Right above that Predators hat, you'll see the QR code. You can click that. You can be a part of the Ole Miss Spirit today. That's where Zach and has done a terrific job following this recruiting. That everything that's been going on, this wild world of recruiting, you can get up-to-date information on Ole Miss's roster there. Also, Ben Garrett is there along with Jake Thompson, the team's, I guess you could say, the team's beat writer, if you will, and then Chuck Roundsville, who continues to do what Chuck does, bring you all the tidbits from in and out outside the Manning Center. As Ben Garrett joins us here, that QR code right above where the Riverland Roofing hat is, that's that QR code to the Ole Miss Spirit. Ben, just talking about this Heisman campaign that was launched yesterday, and it sure is refreshing that they're putting a lot of focus on the players and not necessarily on what's those coaches' offices in the Manning Center.
Crazy how that works, right? Welcome in, everybody. Thank you. Pardon my delay so far. So apologize for my late arrival. It's been a morning. I'm wearing maroon today. I'm shocked you hadn't said something yet. Like, I'm full maroon. Like,
it's that's okay.
Full. It's NA. But yeah, the Heisman campaigns are on for Trinidad Chambliss and Keewon Lacy. I actually got a story about it on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleet of On Three. Sign up today for the low, low payment of $1. We'd love to have you. It's the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. And I wrote about this. Y'all saw the bumper stickers and the political signs. Well, they aren't political, but they're fashioned after like the Reagan Bush 84. You got Chambliss, Lacy, and also the bumper stickers and all the other stuff. You know what the number one question I've gotten, and I know you've gotten it too? Where can I buy this stuff?
Right.
Right now you can only get it on Tuesday from 10 to 12:30 at Gate 10 at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. And they're creating this they're kind of incentivizing the fan base for with this slow rollout, like in bold, like they're motivating them to get out and make it like a scarcity deal to get people involved in it. You can't buy it anywhere online right now. Right now it's Gate 10 on Tuesday from 10 to 12:30. That's the northeast corner of Vaught-Hemingway Stadium, right? But I wrote about it on the Ole Miss Spirit, and this is my whole takeaway from it. This Heisman campaign with the 6 and a 5, where the, you know, it's pretty creative. This is the first Heisman campaign since Deuces was loose. Mm-hmm. You know, Deuce for Heisman. Then you had Heisman Manning for Eli. When's the last time Ole Miss has had a Heisman campaign, a legitimate one? And even the Deuce one, you could argue it was legitimate, but like it was more pipe dream than anything. It was trying. Yeah. It was kind of like you were trying to do this grassroots, you know, rallying the troops deal to get Deuce considered. And now it's commonplace. It's commonplace. This is what they expect. I mean, Ole Miss is different. We shouldn't take advantage, like take it for granted. It's no longer tethered to a cult of personality. Ole Miss is bigger than that. So like they can roll out a Heisman campaign, soft launch it in July, and no one goes, what are they thinking? They're thinking, of course, you put out a Heisman campaign for Trinidad and Keewon. The fact that it took them until now to get the Nike deals and the cover athlete for College Football 27, or the AT&T commercial for Trinidad Chambliss, now a coordinated Heisman campaign for the school. What it took was, you said it, like Lane didn't do anything to promote him. He didn't. He didn't promote the players. It's all about him. So, like, now you're seeing where Pete puts the promotion on the players, and the school is completely focused on the players, and the players are becoming the stories themselves. Like, Ole Miss is now a collective and not a singular individual, you know, and that's impressive. And it's certainly a departure because people expect you to launch a campaign for these two players. They're that caliber, but it's not normal. We don't need to lose sight of that. Like, it's not normal for Ole Miss comparatively to history, it's not normal to have this kind of stout two candidates, legitimate candidates for the Heisman. I mean, that's just not normal, and it's a big deal, and I'm really excited to see what they're doing with it, because that's been a regular question. Has it officially launched? I mean, it's out there. That's happening, right? But the attention is on them, and Ole Miss has become a place that, one, is a part of the national conversation constantly, something that players consider that, you know, you've got so many branding opportunities, it's branding growth and all that. And Lane started it, but man, look what it's led to. And now, like, the program is bigger than that. You got to still win games, but it's a really, really cool thing. And it's legitimate. Both of these players legitimately should be considered for the Heisman. Trinidad Chambliss finished 8th in Heisman voting last year. That offense was the first in Ole Miss history, I think. If I wrote this correctly, you'd have to go down and read the whole thing. The first to 7,000 offensive yards, and he returned both of the most consequential players in that. Trinidad went for 3,937 yards, 22 touchdowns, third in history in single-season total offense and passing. Keewon, who turned down more NIL money elsewhere to return to Ole Miss, includes Texas and LSU, was the SEC's second leading rusher in his debut season. Tied Quinshon Judkins for the single-season Ole Miss record. Set new mark for touchdowns with 24, the second most nationally. Single-season Ole Miss record holder for rushing and all-purpose yards. He needs just 1,494 more rushing yards to become the school's all-time leading rusher. And what other teams? This is a good question by Brett Duncan. What other teams have multiple Heisman candidates, can legitimately say multiple Heisman candidates? It can't be a terribly long list. And so don't let it be lost that Ole Miss is continuing to make history that has nothing to do with anything else other than the greatness of Ole Miss as a collective. And I think that's a pretty dead-gum cool thing as we sit on this Friday, July 17, 2026 on Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's Brad Logan at Brad Logan TOC. excuse me. excuse me. Got a tickle in my throat. That sounded weird. It's been a Friday. How you been on this Friday, man? Like, what did you think of the Heisman stuff? And I mean, I know you kind of touched on it, but
yeah,
you know.
Basically, you know, I reached out to some people yesterday and was able to learn that they're well aware that people want these items. But what happened yesterday is they launched this to excite the fan base. Mission accomplished, because everybody is just insane wanting these yard signs and the buttons and all that. So I was told that they are now efforting very rapidly a plan to make these available to sell online. I don't know if that was what they wanted to do in the beginning, but then again, I don't think I'm not putting words in their mouth. This is just my opinion. I don't know that they anticipated that this would be such a fan want that it is. Our message board at owenspirit.com, an affiliate of On3, the Ole Miss Spirit has been popping with people wanting to buy these. It can't be in the northeast corner of the stadium. So they're well aware that they, as Hottie Toddy 2026 says, they need to sell them. I know. They know that. And I do believe these will be made available once they get some things in order.
And that's the thing, as I finally unmute my mic from getting whatever was hung up in my gutter there. They've created scarcity, but now people want it, and the legitimacy of it is really, really cool. Of the two, in your opinion, who has a better chance of actually winning the thing?
Oh,
it's always going to be the quarterback.
It's always going to be the quarterback, but I truly believe Ahmad Hardy, if he played for Ohio State, and that's really unfair to Missouri, but I'm just being honest, if Ahmad Hardy played for anybody other than Missouri, I think he would have a really good shot. But I do believe Kiwan Lacy between the two, because I think Kiwan Lacy is the best running back in college football. And I know that people are going to kick back with me that may not be the case, but I think he's really good. And I think if you look at, and Ben, I want to throw some things at you. If you look at this roster from the standpoint of the offensive line, we've talked about Bryson Sanders. And I honestly believe, and I know you're going to get on to me, but Patrick Kudus to me is the anchor on the offensive line, because he had such a tough acclimation period from Arkansas, now over to Ole Miss, and he had a really good back half of the year last year. And now I think he's anchoring that front, Bryson Sanders. And I know we've got tackle questions. But to me, I mean, is Kiwan Lacy the best running back in college football, in your opinion?
He is. In the offensive line, those tackle positions, what can you protect him? If you can, man, these two dudes are going to lead you again. That's why the whole discourse around Ole Miss is pretty simple. If you really look at them on paper, blind resumes, tell me who has very few teams, if any, but I would say there are a few, but very few teams are in a better starting place in the preseason than Ole Miss. And it's not just because of Trinidad and Kiwan, but like when you're a really good program, that's where you are. Right? Like you can then talk about a Patrick Kudus who won the whole trophy, or you can talk about Deuce Alexander, who wasn't the leading receiver for Ole Miss. That was Dejon Stribling. That was at times Harrison Wallace last year. It'll be Deuce and who else? We'll see. But they returned pieces that were coveted elsewhere. They retained them. They continue to get Nike deals that only like 72 players in total signed on with Nike. Like, y'all got to understand, like, the rarity. Like, it's not completely exclusive and all. Like, it's not like a, you know, like a secret society club or something. But dead gum, man, only 72 players across two levels of football. We're talking about the NFL and college football. 14 in the NFL, I think 58. I'm bad at math. But, like, I know it's 14 in the NFL, and now two of the eight new additions, which also included Dante Moore, a few others, are two Ole Miss Rebels. You used to starve for this kind of attention. You used to starve for this kind of recognition or this. Like, we can still complain about the logo and all that kind of stuff in terms of preseason rankings and stuff. But, like, I remember Deuce for Heisman just felt like climbing Everest. It ain't like that no more. But if you're asking me which one of these two has the better opportunity to win it, which is what I posed to you, and I think we agree,
yeah,
it's Trinidad, because we de-emphasized running back. I would just love to see Ole Miss finally get one. That would be dope. And to have an opportunity with legitimately two is great. Here's the deal. Outside of Larry Fitzgerald, the only worthy Heisman winner in Eli's year was Eli. And I know who won it. We're not going down that road again. But, like, you could say Eli was robbed of it, just like Eli's being robbed of being in the Hall of Fame of the NFL after twice being on the ballot now. Third time's a charm, hopefully, next year for him. Yeah, there's a debate about it, but, like, he's one of the all-time greats. And that's not just in the NFL. For the Giants, that's most certainly at Ole Miss. Like, he set all the records. He did it. Eli was coming, and he came, and he did it. No, that sounded worse. But, like, Eli, he was that dude, you know? Like, you used to have to rely on one dude. It was, like, it was Archie, and then it was Eli. And, I mean, it was always one guy. Maybe one guy can break out of this crowd and break through nationally. Like, now it's everybody. And you got two legitimate Heisman candidates. I think that's awesome. And I think that the Ole Miss fans sitting here on Friday as we prepare for SEC Media Days coming up, I've been working with Ole Miss representation to get Kiwan on the pod. They're live for Media Days. I said, just look for, like, Brad's going to come find you. You know, we'll get Kiwan on, whoever else want to show up. And, like, before all that starts up on a slower news day, there's some stuff that's happened. Corey Koski feels a big need for Ole Miss baseball. Big deal, committed, done. There are things that have happened, but nothing is really going on right now except one thing that has been soft launched, which is important and is, I think, emblematic of how far this place has come, man, in the last friggin' 10 years, let alone 20. Two Heisman candidates. And I think Trinidad has the best chance of the both of them to get it, mainly because of the dual threat capability. And I honestly think, like, who are the favorites for the Heisman? Arch, of course, because they've been trying to crown him since he got here. Julian Sayin, CJ Carr.
Yeah, I was going to say Carr.
Dante Moore.
Yeah.
I would put Trinidad, like, up there.
Top five right now, easy.
See, Jody gets it. He said Eli should have won. He was robbed 100%. The only argument for anybody that I'll listen to is Larry Fitzgerald. Hottie Toddy 2026. Echols the first D tackle. Heisman, no chance, buddy. No, but
could be the best player on the team.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. But that award doesn't give it to defensive players.
Jeremiah Smith, thank you.
Jeremiah Smith. Now, yeah, Hottie Toddy 2026.
I was looking to think of who was who. That's it.
But, like, even Jeremiah Smith, like, the volume would have to be so video game number. Like, look what Ashton Jeanty did. You know what I mean? He had, like, historic stuff. And even then, you're not guaranteed to win the thing. It's a quarterback award. I hate that it's a quarterback award, but it is. And the one time it should have been a quarterback award with Peyton Manning, you know, it goes to Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
You know? So in the modern era of the Heisman, it's cool enough that you got two of them. But if one of them's going to win it, I love that one. At Nate Goforth, Joe Corey.
And Nate knows this, and he's being funny, but Joe is a big component for this team. It may not be on the field.
He's the backup center.
Like, well, I'm not talking about on the field. I'm talking about locker room. I'm talking about just true rebel, and I know.
He's a good rebel.
And I knew you were going to say that. By the way, I miss Sudu. We need to get Sudu back on the show.
I've been talking to Sudu all week, man.
I know. We're trying to work some stuff out. But
I've already confirmed it. We can roll it out. Like, Sudu is going to be hosting it with me for 2 hours on Wednesday, the SEC Media Days, Ole Miss Day. So, like, Brad will be bouncing in and out. We got Kiwan lined up. Got more. We're going to line up. Also, it's the Heisman campaign has officially begun in Oxford. Not began. It's begun.
Sorry.
One of these days, Brad Logan. One of these days. But, yeah, like, Sudu, I thought you'd be excited. So, Sudu and I will host it.
Well, I knew we had been talking about it, and I can't edit the title, of course.
I need Key. I need Trini, you know.
Yeah.
Those are two Heisman candidates.
So, but I was tipped off to this, and I knew it was coming. So I wondered about the time of it. And then I thought, you know, I don't know if it could be a better time to roll this out because SEC Media Day is coming up. And I got to thinking, this is a great time because you're talking about it. And now, all of a sudden, guess what? Guess what Trinidad and Kiwan are going to be asked about at SEC Media Day? The Heisman campaign. Mm-hmm. So you immediately start churning that content, churning those questions, and that content lives on forever and ever, and then the season began. So I think it's a brilliant spot by Ole Miss. I thought it was a really good job. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know if they anticipated the want for all of this stuff the rollout for the sign and for the button as much as the fans wanted it. And if you see that QR code above Ben's head, that's what everybody's talking about in the Ole Miss Spirit right now.
$1 sign up today. Here's the thing. Like, they're going to have to do merch, man. There's a real want out there. Like, shirts, hats. Will it do anything? I don't know. But it's nice to see that that's where the focus is.
It's stuff, man. Stuff with Trinidad, stuff with Ole Miss, and stuff with Kiwan. It's going to do numbers.
But what I'm saying is, like, I don't know if it's not going to make any real difference as far as if they
will. No, and I'm talking about revenue at this point.
But the fact that they can do it, and you got to sell everything that's not – it's good for the culture.
Exactly. That's a good point. Yeah.
It's good for the culture. You're not seeing other used-to-be contemporaries getting that kind of attention, so maintain it. That means you got to have good players, of course, because like I explained to Gracie, I'm trying to really give her sports philosophy these days. Y'all have heard this a million times, but it's true. It's not the X's and the O's. It's the Jimmys and the Joes. Now, for 6 years here, and thank God it happened, for 6 years here, it was about – not really the X's and O's, but the guy behind the X's and O's. And I'm serious, like, thank God for it, because Ole Miss was in a bad way, and then Lane came, and he was like the hired gun that delivered exactly what he needed to.
The perfect person. We would learn later on that Lane was perfect for that time for Ole Miss.
For that time frame, and like – And here's the thing. It didn't have to end like as ugly as it did. It's just because that's where the Lane part of it comes into play. You know, but since everyone continues to rehash this about Lane, including us, but like it's been on our message board and other podcasts have talked about LSU stuff. I only want to say like Lane Kiffin is responsible primarily for saving Ole Miss from what could have been a Mississippi State-like fate. I don't think it would have been like that, and I think State is doing some promising things. But, like, State is not where Ole Miss is in terms of resources and operation, all of that stuff. State isn't there. And Ole Miss was about in that place. It was after the NCAA stuff. Like, they needed an instant injection of national relevancy. And enrolled Lane, and then COVID hit. Imagine if they'd hired Dave Doran, and then COVID hit, with how low like program morale was. You remember what it was like.
Yeah.
Imagine if they had just rolled with some milquetoast, by the book, looks good on paper football coach, because football and sports and college sports, it started really changing then. It was less about the gains and outcomes themselves than the community and your group that you belong to feel like a connection to it. Yes. Like back then, the 2016 Sugar Bowl was the pinnacle for everybody, players and coaches and fans. You got back to the Sugar Bowl. The 2016 Sugar Bowl was now, if you went 9-3 and went to a non-playoff Sugar Bowl, Ole Miss fans would be pissed. Mm-hmm. Doesn't change the fact that Ole Miss is in this conversation when before Lane, he was really the only avenue that made sense to thread a really, really, really small needle. Not that there wasn't a commitment, but like he was a rallying force. He did some things great. He did some things not so great. But Ole Miss 6 years later, maybe 3 years later, wouldn't have been able to survive it. Like Lane was the entire program for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Auburn in that little pursuit and flirtation really changed things. Because Ole Miss rallied and said, oh, he's never going to love us like that. So, like, we've got to make sure all of our ducks in a row. We got to keep all of our ducks in a row for when he inevitably leaves. But, like, they were going to let him stay as long as he wanted to. But, like, let's keep our ducks in a row to where the operation keeps rolling regardless of the faces that walk through the building, including us. Now we got to train the right people. At that time, you had, like, Walker wasn't even in the picture quite yet. You know what I mean? So you had to get the right people sitting in the right seats on the bus. But now you do have that. Now is the right person sitting in the right seat as the head football coach? Well, that's what Pete has to prove. Mm-hmm. So far, he's been killing it. He won 2 playoff games, and Lane didn't at Ole Miss. Now he's LSU's head coach. He won a lot, but he didn't win any playoff games. Never won any games of consequential that were consequential.
Lost a couple.
Lost some that were inexplicable. So now it's not personal. Like, it just feels so personal all the time.
I think that's more one-sided.
I don't know, man. It feels like here in town too. It's always so personal, and it doesn't have to be. It's not. We're talking about ball. And yeah, my relationship to Ole Miss is different than Lane Kiffin's, which is now adversarial. You know what I mean? And I'm coming from a place that I'm just trying to be honest for the situation. I'm trying to show the man respect for what he did and where Ole Miss was. But now it is bigger than him. And if it's not bigger than him, then, dude, we'd be laughing our butts off that they're rolling out a Heisman campaign for two guys today, yesterday, the last 2 months. We'd be rolling our eyes saying, like, it. Think about when it'd be like Central Florida saying they won the national championship because they went undefeated. You can hang the banner at your own place, but if no one recognizes you, does it really even matter? You know, it matters to us. Well, cool. Ole Miss is made where Ole Miss matters, not just to us anymore.
Well, Ole Miss matters now, and I'm glad you left that on the screen for people to see. It's good for the culture. Now, that was talking about the Heisman campaign. The culture in and of itself was regurgitated. That's not really the right word, but it was rebuilt by Lane Kiffin when he came in. The entire culture of Ole Miss had kind of gone away. And when he came in, Ole Miss began winning again. And then he being Lane Kiffin, was the forefront of the transfer portal. And Ole Miss shot off like a rocket. And Lane, in large part, was because of that. And really, and I haven't really thought of it until you really put it like this, Ben, but I'll give you credit. Everything was rolling. I mean, rolling with no chinks in the armor. And then Auburn happened. When Auburn happened, all of a sudden fans were like, wait, hold on. Arm's length. Then the administration, I think, began to say, oh, wait, hold on just a second. Okay, there may be some change coming. And honestly, Ben, it really didn't – it was never the same after that, because Auburn happened. Then you fast forward a couple of years. There were really good years of winning a lot of games, but you always had that but Auburn moment. And then Florida, and then, of course, LSU. I don't think anybody can say with a straight face that Lane Kiffin was incredible for Ole Miss. But I also think you can say, you look at the fans of LSU and how many of the LSU media are really going, you know, really over the top right now. I don't think they would have done that pre-Lane, because they kind of laughed at Ole Miss, because Ole Miss didn't play in the same yard as theirs. Now Ole Miss has played in their yard and they don't like it. And now all of a sudden you're getting all this pushback. At the end of the day, Ole Miss has built something in large part because of Lane. But Lane Kiffin's gone now. And the good part for Ole Miss is they've got someone like a Keith Carter guiding the ship. They've got someone like Pete Golding, who hasn't proved himself necessarily in a full season on the field, but proved very easily that he could construct and keep a roster together and construct a coaching staff and keep a roster rolling during a playoff, win a couple of games. He's proven that he's got some areas that he learned on the job in regards to organization. He specifically talked about organization with us, and I really like what he's done with his coaching staff. At the end of the day, Ole Miss is where it is because of Lane Kiffin, but it's not because of Lane Kiffin of what they can do moving forward. And I think a lot of that is because of Walker Jones and the Grove Collective, once again because of Keith Carter, but mainly because of the players. I mean, Nick Saban said it best. He said, people can talk about, and I'm paraphrasing, about me being a great coach. He said, another, he says, I'm good because of the players. And Pete told us when we visited with him last week that it really, and I don't really agree with this. I push back a little, but he tongue in cheek maybe, but he says players really don't care who brings them out of the tunnel. And I think there's probably some truth to that, but putting that emphasis on the players, you've heard me say it 1,000 times because that's not what Lane did, but putting the emphasis on the players. And I think it also says too, when Lane took the job at LSU, everybody just assumed that this influx of players would go with him. And that necessarily didn't happen. The core group of players stayed. And I think that says a lot about Ole Miss. It's culture that had been built, and it's team moving forward.
I did it again. I left myself muted. I agree with you. And remember, the whole Auburn deal was the first time Lane said, no, I didn't do that. Y'all are the ones stirring something up that isn't there, blah, 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 blah. Because Lane has always known a truth, and it's still truth to this day. You just let some time go by. Ultimately, nobody remembers and gives a crap. But Marcel Reed told you the truth very recently. He was committed to Ole Miss, would have been Ole Miss's quarterback, liked Ole Miss. He thought the atmosphere was incredible. I really loved the place. It was cool. And there's a bunch of people I knew that already had gone there. He's talking about those Texas guys like Jalen Jones. You remember all those guys from that big Texas group of guys? He'd known a lot of these dudes. I really loved that place. It was cool. And there was a bunch of people I knew that were already gone there. Had some great players come out of there too. It wasn't too far from home. Loved the environment, what college football looked like in Oxford. But what was the problem? Lane was flirting with Auburn, and they asked him about it. And, quote, we weren't getting the answers that we really wanted. But, man, he had no problem throwing John Sokoloff under the bus. Or rallying people to his cause, which is what you're seeing more of now. Even though he's not using socials, he's using mouthpieces in the media to push out the same kind of nonsense that he always does, this distract, and not really what the truth is, which was, yeah, he wanted to go to Auburn. He almost went to Auburn, and then he didn't.
And being, excuse me, just for a moment, very similar.
During that week, week, there was a meeting where essentially Keith Carter walked away and said, I'm done. Then I'm done. And that was like on Wednesday. And then by Friday, everything is all hunky-dory. He's coming back. And he's going, I don't even know what y'all are talking about. I mean, Auburn? Oh, y'all are just creating things.
Whenever things are uncomfortable for Lane, he finds people to use as a scapegoat. He used John Sokoloff during the Auburn fiasco, and he used you during the whole LSU Florida debacle. That's just it. And by doing that, it deflects in his mind everything that's going on, and then you move forward. The press conference in the Egg Bowl was very similar to what we were talking about. Deflection is hopefully it gets the pressure off having to answer questions about jobs, and that's what Lane was going for, in my opinion, in those two scenarios.
Yeah. So you just try to treat it fairly and equitably. Maybe don't use coarse language all the time. Even if you think it's unprofessional to use a rap lyric to describe a situation, which it's an idiom. I mean, it's basic stuff. I would think it would also be unprofessional. I'm not going down this whole thing, but it's not personal, people. It's not. What is true is true, and the truth will out. And you're just mostly trying to stand on the side of the truth. And the truth was, Lane didn't leave the right way. Ole Miss is bigger than him now. And this Heisman candidate, like, they might not win the same without him. We haven't seen that yet. But so far, they have. Pete Golden's got a heck of a task in front of him to win at that level before, that Lane did. But before Pete, Lane was 23-13.
And an incredible, I don't have the number in front of me, but a really good home record too.
Yeah. So what's really unprofessional is treating this for more than what it is. Okay. It's dumb sports, millionaires acting like babies. All right. And people in my field sitting around acting like we've got this inflated sense of self and who we are in title and station, when what we used to know about this business is dead and gone. So all you can do is be your authentic self. And no one, you can say a lot about me, but one thing you cannot deny is that I am my authentic self, for better or worse. And I'm okay with that now. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm not. Like, I'm not trying to be I love my neighbor as God commands. That's the only thing I understand in a world that's broken. So I'm going to continue to just love my neighbor and be honest. And a lot of times my honesty will sound dumb or stupid, and I'll have to go, oh, yeah, hands up, that was dumb. But always, in all situations, the truth will out. That's all I'm saying. So we can play media police and call each other out for what we think we should be doing and that, and these structures and standards that don't exist anymore. We can keep doing that, or we can call it what it is. It's a bunch of performative nonsense. And at the end of the day, when you strip it down to pretty brass tacks, pretty much just basics, a $98 million man wanted to go take a job he thought was bigger, and he didn't like the way people – he wanted to be glorified and loved and praised on the way out. It's okay to say, yeah, that was nonsense. You shouldn't have done that. That was crappy. Well, you shouldn't have said this. You're right. I shouldn't have said this. Have you ever heard Lane Kiffin say, I shouldn't have left in that way? And you won't. Where's the professionalism in that? Or when people make mistakes of their own, do they say, ah, that wasn't professional of me? But we're easy to cast aspersions and throw stones, which is a bummer because it's not personal. I don't have anything against Lane Kiffin. That's the God's honest truth. I'm just being honest. Did anybody, LSU, Ole Miss fan, did he leave fairly and equitably? He didn't? I don't think so either. This is Talk of Champions. What would John Hickey do? My Uncle John. My Uncle John wouldn't even know where to begin because he knows very little about sports. He's never cared for them. So what would John think? He would think, oh, well, that's Ben. Ben's gonna say what Ben says, you know. It's all good. God is good all the time. This is Talk of Champions. Follow us on Twitter at Spirit Ben, at Brad Logan TOC. This QR code's for the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, affiliate of 3. Sign up today for the low price of $1. Going to come back in just a second, talk about a few more things before we get out of here. Before we do, let's hear from a couple of our sponsors. This is Talk of Champions.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Rebels, your truck is here. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by, let's be friends. I'm Warrior Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.
Fiber and wireless together at last. The One Plan. Fiber and wireless for $99 a month with a 5-year price guarantee and a free 5G phone for everyone. Fiber and wireless for $99 a month with a 5-year price guarantee. C-Spire. Customer inspired.
Anybody who's ever tried to book a hotel room in Oxford, Mississippi for an SEC weekend knows how quickly travel costs can add up. And honestly, the same thing applies for family vacations, beach trips, music festivals, or even getting away for a few days. That's why Outdoorsy is such a cool option. Outdoorsy is the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the country. And they make it incredibly easy to rent an RV or camper without actually owning one. There are thousands of options nationwide, many of them right in your own neighborhood, and you've got choices. You can drive it yourself, tow it, or my favorite option, have it delivered and fully set up at your destination. Plus, there's built-in peace of mind with comprehensive insurance, 24/7 customer support, and roadside assistance included. And especially for families or larger groups, it can often be more affordable than booking multiple hotel rooms. Whether you're planning the ultimate Ole Miss tailgate, a family vacation, or just looking to turn the drive into part of the adventure, Outdoorsy is worth checking out. Talk of Champions listeners can get all service fees removed from their booking in 2026 with code TOC at Outdoorsy.com. That's Outdoorsy, OUTDOORSY.com. And use my promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to remove service fees. That's Outdoorsy, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
One thing I've realized covering Ole Miss is I'm almost always on the move. Whether it's football camps, SEC media days coming up, baseball or basketball, I'm living out of my truck half the summer. That's one reason I've become such a fan of Quince. I've been wearing their linen shirts a lot lately because they're lightweight, breathable, and comfortable enough to wear all day, whether I'm outside covering recruiting or sitting down to record Talk of Champions. They just work. I also like that Quince cuts out the middlemen, so you're getting really high-quality clothing without paying luxury brand prices. Make your summer wardrobe easier. Go to quince.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. Quince.com/TOC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince, Quince.com/TOC for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/TOC. One thing I've learned over the years doing this job is that you never really know what somebody else is carrying. We spend a lot of time talking football, recruiting, and Ole Miss. But life's a lot bigger than sports. Everybody goes through seasons where they need somebody to talk to. That's one reason I found BetterHelp's latest State of Stigma report interesting. BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise. Yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so. It's kind of a reminder that even though we've gotten better about talking about mental health, asking for help can still be difficult. If somebody in your life is struggling, don't be afraid to encourage them to talk to someone. Sometimes having that conversation is the hardest step. Don't let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com. Our thanks to CSpire, our thanks to Shed Hunger of Modern Woodmen of America, who can help you plan for life using a variety of tools, including life insurance, annuities, mutual funds, and variable annuities. Call them today at 662-442-4723, 662-442-4723. That's Shed Hunger of Modern Woodmen. Let him help you out with all your life insurance and policy needs. He's the man to call, 662-442-4723. What are you most watching out for in Ole Miss sports this weekend, Brad? You're muted. Still muted.
Wait a minute, sir. Just to make sure, you know, we saw Kay Townsend sign with the Cubs. I'm waiting to see where all the players sign and if anybody comes back. And I think that's really going to be the core emphasis, mainly getting ready for SEC Media Day. I love the Heisman rollout. I love when it is. And excited to hopefully get to talk to Kiwan on the show next week. And just excited about all of our full coverage from Tampa.
Yep. Josh Pate, want to talk to him. Want to talk to J.D. Pickle.
Yep.
I want to talk to
Cole Kublik.
If you see Jacob Hester.
Michael Bratton.
You can talk to Michael Bratton.
I'm going to.
Okay. Yeah. Who else do people want to hear from? Like, we got to find our friend Peter Burns.
Yes.
Our friend Laura Rutledge.
Yep. And I want to see if I can, and I want to talk to, I had her on my podcast. Alyssa Lang, see what Alyssa's got to say.
But we got to get some good play. I want some competing players. We should really try to get one person, coach or player, that's willing to talk to us from every school, SEC school that Ole Miss plays this year. There's only 9, so you don't have to do all 16.
Yeah.
But the most we can get. Like, obviously get an LSU person. Well, we don't have to. Maybe Whit Weeks. Whit Weeks was great on the podcast last year. He was on Talk of Champions last year. Talked about his relationship with Lane, and now you look back on it, and it's kind of wild. So he would maybe say, hey, you're on Talk of Champions last year. Come on back, friend. Then we roll into Florida. I don't know when Florida goes, and I don't know who all they're taking, but, I mean, John Summerall would be great, or anybody. Just see if anybody wants to come.
They Dakota says Greg McElroy. The spikes I'll coming, try.
When this, yeah, Greg, of course. Greg McElroy would be a good one. When you see the spikes coming, you're too late. You're going to be on Talk of Champions.
That's We're going to hear from Brett Nordsworthy, Sports 56. I'll be near his booth, so we'll get him. And just whoever you'd like to hear from, let us know.
Yep.
I'm not talking to T.J. Daugherty.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying no to that.
At Snooty Toots.
Jake can do that. So.
Y'all hear Moscona's new take? He said, well, now Lane doesn't want too many 5-stars because they're risky, but didn't leave LSU because it recruits itself. How do you talk – or how do you have a good faith, honest, good faith conversation with people who talk out of every side of their mouth? There's no consistency to it. You come to the defense of Washington and Damon Williams, but the minute Ole Miss asks for its buyout money from the players you took, you say, oh, you cowardly babies. Listen, I've fallen victim to that kind of stuff myself. And it happens especially under Lane. You're seeing it with some guys who covered him here. It still happens that you can be persuaded by it because he's a nice, fun dude to talk to and all that kind of stuff. He's not a particularly serious person. Very non-threatening, normal dude. Somebody asked earlier in the chat, does Lane still text you, Ben? I hadn't heard from him in a couple months now. Probably for the best. He's probably mad you posted a fat pic of him. That was, yeah, it's fun. It's stupid. Just like he would always tweet, play John Rhys Plumlee at Jeff Lebby. Sure, if you can put a fat pic, it's funny. But it's not personal. It's just messing. Yeah, I don't know. I think we get as many as we can. And it ain't like we got to stop with this personal nonsense vibing and stuff. Like, Matt, say what you want to, man. I've fallen victim to it too. You start to say things that, like, honestly don't hold up against scrutiny at all, especially compared to stuff that you said previously.
Well, LSU historically has signed a lot of five-star players. LSU has historically, I mean, they've won a number of national championships, and they've done so because they've had good players. The good players are usually five stars. And you know, when Nick Saban was rolling at Alabama, it was no surprise that he had the 1 through 3 top three recruiting classes in the country. I think that's pretty obvious. So I didn't really follow what Matt was saying the other day.
I don't watch or listen to anybody else. I don't.
I just saw the clip that somebody sent me, and I didn't. I like Matt a lot. I mean, I think he's got a lot of good content. It's always fun to see him go after Alabama fans.
But like, I don't want to judge Blake Ruffino off of 18 seconds from a podcast clip. I say a lot of crap, you know, that gets pulled out and like against the backdrop.
Yeah, that's why I hate to jump on somebody for an 18-second clip.
But like, let's just take the personal out of it. It's not that serious. And for those that are taking that serious, like, that's the clown behavior. That's the clown behavior. It's like when you make it more than what it is. So one thing I wanted to touch on, Caleb Koski committed, signed with Ole Miss, the Indiana transfer corner outfielder we've been telling you all about here on Talk of Champions and at the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com and affiliate of 0-3, really addresses the last glaring need that Ole Miss has. Now, they're not necessarily done in the portal if they don't want to be. They could continue to pursue options, but only have, because of the 34 scholarship limit, only have at maybe one or two spots. And if they added anybody, it'd be best available. So you're basically finding whatever is good of what's left, and there's not a lot left. The portal's been closed for a while now, and the draft is now come and gone. Waiting to see what J.P. Robertson says, but like to get Caleb Koski across the finish line at least fills out like a theoretical lineup. I'm not saying this is written in stone or anything. It's not. There's going to be a lot of unknown, but one thing that they needed was another corner outfielder to come in and compete, if not start immediately. He's one that can start immediately. Still a pretty heavy transfer culture. When you see the spikes coming, it's too late. It's too late. You're going to be on Talk of Champions.
And by the way, we have efforted a couple of coaches, obviously Joel Mangrum being one. And if we can get him, we will get him on the show.
I haven't reached out to Mangrum. I was supposed to text him directly. That was my fault.
I have done everything I can through official channels. So all I can do is that. So, but for everybody that's asking, and everybody's asking, they want to talk to Joel Mangrum. And I get it, because the pitching staff really turned a new leaf this year. As soon as we can, we will bring all of that to you here on the Talk of Champions.
Absolutely will. So for the weekend, really enjoy yourselves, folks. Have a good weekend. There's not too much Ole Miss stuff going on, but if you want to know about it, it's at the Ole Miss Spirit, that QR code above Brad's head. Scan it today. Join us for $1. Cutting things short, because I got to go put, like, Inley and Riley are going to church camp. So it's me and Gracie at home. And finally, the soccer goal for my JV of defense MVP, or JV defensive MVP, Gracie Garrett. I gave her a full-size, you know, soccer goal for Christmas. I'm not handy, and it's been sitting in the garage, and my cousin Jack, who I love, is coming over, and by golly, we're finally putting this thing up. I told Gracie I'd do it. The girls are gone, other than me and Gracie. Putting that up, spike ball, getting us a spike ball. Got to get that put together too. And so my hope is by this time next year, I will have defeated every single one of the youth student group at Hillcrest Baptist Church in spike ball when we go back to camp. Jonathan Creek, y'all come with us to Kentucky. It's the most fun ever, but I will be by that point because of today's efforts at 2:00. Not the soccer, that's for Gracie, but for the spike ball, I'm clowning all of y'all because I was humbled this time around, Brad. I was humbled. I've always known that I'm old and not going to die, but like, you face your mortality when 14-year-olds are running you off a spike ball, you know.
That if that can't do it, I mean, I was in the same position. real quick, just was a chaperone our youth trip to North Carolina. And when you really want to feel your age, start heading up Rattlesnake Mountain that you went up in 1993. Do it again in 2026 and get back with me. That's when you learn when the good Lord shakes you and says, you're not 17 anymore.
You ain't got it no more. He's Brad Logan. Thank you, buddy. Join us at the Ole Miss Spirit. We'll be back on Monday, if not this weekend, but certainly on Monday. And full coverage.
Huge week. Big week.
Media days. Every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, we'll figure it out. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I think we're going to shoot to start every show at 1. That's the plan. Definitely on Wednesday.
Guess what? We think Pete's going at 1, right?
Yeah, we think he's going at 1. So, like, I don't know. We'll do a watch along. Sudu and I will start it out Wednesday at 1, and we'll do a watch along of Pete's thing. I don't know if we're going to be able to broadcast it live.
Yeah, maybe. They're going to be real particular about that, but it will be airing live and streaming on the SEC network. So if there's somehow you could patch that in.
Oh, I can patch it in. I just don't want them to be like, oh, wait a second. But so, like, we'll do it. We'll do watch along. But, like, I want Pete to stop in for a few minutes. We're not asking for 10. I just want to make sure we get a lot of different voices. I want to keep going. And Sudo and I'll be right back. But Brad's got another friend there in Tampa.
Yeah,
how you doing, Brad? He's like, yeah, Brad Logan here, live with one Greg McElroy. We got Laura Rutledge waiting behind her. And, oh, look, there's Mark Henry. There's the Big Show. What are you doing here, Big Show?
Big Show.
I don't know.
Paul White.
Yeah, I suppose. It's the Big Show. Like, roll them in, you know, roll them in that way. Just, you know, you're always at your best when you're Brad on the street. Like, go do Brad on the street and do it at SEC Media Days. And we're going to bring it to you here at Talking Champions. Thank you, buddy. I'll see you later.
See you later.